This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Sipur on the Pasuk in Kehelas, Divrei Chachamim Benachas Nishmayim. The words of the wise are spoken in Nachas, in calm. Mitzakas Maishal Bixilim, the Maishal, the tyrant, how does he rule? He rules with yelling, and that's foolish. Now, if you read the words of the Pasuk, Divrei Chacham, it's a wisdom thing. Wise people, they speak benachas. But it doesn't say nishmoyim, it doesn't say nemarim, but it says nishmoyim, which means that the people hear it. If you speak yelling, nobody hears you. If you speak benachas, nishmoyim, it gets heard. Tzakas ha-moishel, the moishel is a tyrant. He forces his way. Bixilim, it doesn't really work. You could yell and scream, but no one hears you. That's how the Sipurna explains the inyan and the importance of speaking benachas. Otherwise, you're talking to nobody. You have two people, they're learning b'chavrusa, and each guy's yelling at each other. You know who they're talking to? Nobody. Nobody's talking to each other. They're yelling at each other, and no one's listening. So this is the reason, chachamim, it's a wisdom, it's a wise thing. So the Ramban, let's make a quick chazara, the Ramban seems to learn it's a good midah, that this midah will save you from kas, which will make you be humble, which will bring you yiras shamayim. The Charedim seems to learn nachas is because melei chalaretz kevaydai, you're in the presence of Hashem, and in the presence of Hashem, one needs to speak politely and humbly. The Sipurna seems to say that it's a chachma, it's the way to communicate with people. Otherwise, nobody listens to anyone, and everyone is just yelling on top of the other. We find in the Archeis Chaim Laharosh, it's another Rishon, the Rosh, he says a different pshat, why it's important. What is the inyan behind speaking benachas? I quote, Al tashmiya b'chutz keilecha, says the Rosh. Do not let your voice be heard outside. Sometimes the guy speaks so loud you can hear him. The guy's yelling in his car, you hear him from outside the car. Don't speak that loud. Bal titzaveach kebehema. Do not yell like an animal. Udvarecha yeh benachas. So it's about your respect of the person. You have to behave as a human being, as a ben Torah for sure, but even as a regular person, because only animals scream. We were growing up, we grew up with Yiddish. Almost everything in Yiddish, the undertones are Torahic. I used to say, v'shreis v'abehema, v'shreis v'achaya. What are you screaming like an animal for, right? That's this rush. Only an animal screams. And it's interesting the Rambam brings it that way. Rambam Hilchos Deyos Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin. Deyos Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin says Rambam, Talmud Chacham, Lo Yetzayeg V'tzaveach. Now it's interesting, he speaks about Talmud Chacham. And as he does most of the Midas Toivis in Hilchos Deyos, he attaches it to the way of a Talmud Chacham. And we've spoken about this in the past. It's for sure a Talmud Chacham. Even more so a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is supposed to be an example for others, but it doesn't mean just because, well, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't apply to me. Should be a Talmud Chacham. Should behave like a Talmud Chacham. Alright? So the Talmud Chacham, lo yetzayek v'tzaveach b'shas diburai ke behemais v'chayais v'leyag bia kaila b'yaisel diburai b'nachsim kalambriyas. You see clearly that like the Rosh, the Rambam learned that the inyan of speaking benachas, a mensch, yiret v'amensch. Speak like a mensch. I would like to point out that we could actually say another pshat, which I did find in the Charedim as well. And that is, it's not only for your respect that you should speak benachas, but it's for the respect of the other person too. When you talk to somebody, so either the benachas is the way you, it's about you, or it's about him. Charedim. Charedim says, the dibur benachas is nichlal b'mitzvas v'ahavta l're'echa kamaycha. So it's about how you respect another person.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.